You're listening to the School Success Formula with me, Lucy Parsons. This is episode number 61. In today's show, you're going to find out why you shouldn't let money worries stop you from going to university, how there are thousands of pounds worth of free money waiting for you to apply with scholarship and grant committees desperate to give it to you, how you can help everyone in your sixth form access the scholarship information for free, or you can access it for £1 per month if you're not a current sixth former. Keep listening to find out more. But before we go over to today's interview, I wanted to remind you that the podcast is sponsored by the Extraordinaries Club, my online membership programme for families going through the exam years. If you or your child are studying for their GCSEs, A-levels or equivalent qualifications, such as the International Baccalaureate, this is the place where you will learn all the essential study and revision skills for students to reach their full potential, and parents will learn the support and communication skills to help their children navigate this time as successfully as possible. One of my favourite things about the Extraordinaries Club are the group coaching calls. This is where I get to see my students and parents having aha moments that really set them on the path to success. A recent example was when Emma, a Year 10 student, asked for advice on how to get to grips with a chemistry topic. I advised her to use flashcards so that she could easily understand the differences between the key terms, which were actually quite similar to each other, but having a nuanced understanding was important. A couple of weeks later, she reported that she'd done much better in a chemistry test than she had expected as a result of using the flashcards. If you or your child needs help with study skills and revision, come and check out what's available in the club at theextraordinariesclub.com. If you've got any questions, let me know by email on lucy@lifemoreextraordinary.com. Now over to today's show. You will find all resources and links mentioned in today's show at lifemoreextraordinary.com/61. Like many students, our guest today applied to university in his last year of school. He was lucky enough to be offered a place, but fees had just trebled from £3,000 per year to £9,000 per year, and he calculated that, including living expenses, he would end up graduating with a debt of around £50,000. Worried about the debt that he would incur, he decided not to go to university. Later, he discovered that there are actually other sources of funding available for aspiring students like him. In fact, there are thousands of scholarships, grants, and bursaries available to help students pay for their tuition fees and living expenses. The problem is that they're usually poorly publicised, and it can be extremely difficult to find information about them. Our guest came up with a solution that enables students across the UK to access up to £85,000 worth of scholarships each, and he's here to tell us all about it. Welcome to the School Success Formula, Miles Jardine.
Hi Lucy, it's great to be here.
Great to have you here. So can you start off, Miles, by telling us a little bit more about your own story and the general financial picture for students going to the university in the UK at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when I was in high school applying to my, studying for my A-levels, I was applying to go to university, and the tuition fees in the UK had recently risen to £9,000 a year, which is an incredible amount of money. Especially considering before it was 3,000, before that it was 1,000, before that it was free. So I ended up calculating that me and my friends would be graduating with around £50,000 in debt, which is a hell of a lot. And that terrified me. I ended up turning down my university offers and taking a gap year really to try and figure things out, because I couldn't reconcile taking out that amount of debt for an education. And it was during my gap year that I discovered the concept of scholarships, which I'd never heard about until that point. Whenever I asked my teachers before how they would fund an education like that, everyone told me to take out a student loan and then completely forget about it, which to me isn't a responsible way to look at debt. And again, I couldn't accept it. So I discovered the concept of scholarships. I started looking for them online, and I realized that there was a lot of money available, and it simply was very poorly publicized. It was very difficult to find as well. And I realized that, lots of it was, lots of scholarships were out of date. Lots of scholarships were just very difficult to find, buried in company websites and university sites. And there's eligibility criteria involved as well. So you have to be from specific backgrounds to get certain scholarships. And so you can search for thousands of scholarships and be not eligible to apply for the vast majority of them because of your eligibility criteria. So I realized that if you could narrow down the scholarships to your specific circumstances, then you would save a hell of a lot of time, and you would make, more importantly, scholarships accessible to the vast majority of people because you would make it easy. So that's where the idea for Grant Fairy came from.
Okay, that's amazing. So have you been to university, or has this project taken over?
I haven't, no. I started on the project. I thought it was going to take a weekend, two at most. It ended up taking up, so far, about a year of my time, and it's about 15 to 18 hours a day working. So I haven't had time yet. But someday I'd probably like to go and have a stab at university.
Okay, so you've explained to us that you found out all about the scholarships and that you realised that it wasn't a simple process for people to A, find them, and B, find the ones that they were eligible to apply to. So what is your solution to this problem, Miles?
Right, so Grant Fairy is a scholarship system which helps students find scholarships and basically fill out a very short profile. It takes around 20 seconds, and they... basically, they choose that they can look through all the courses available at all the institutions in the UK, and they can look at some really nice granular data with that as well to help them make their decision about where they want to study. So things like student satisfaction rates, graduate outcomes, projected salaries, things like that. Some really valuable information, and from there you can choose that course and you can find funding specific to that course which you're eligible to apply for. And typically we find users are eligible to apply for more than £85,000 in scholarships.
Wow, £85,000?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Okay, that's amazing. So what are these scholarships? Who makes them available? Give us some background on all that.
Okay, so scholarships come from a lot of different places. You get them from corporates, you get them from charitable foundations, you get them from universities as well, trying to bring people in, but we very much don't have a scholarship culture in the UK. In the US, for example, scholarships are very much known about because tuition fees are incredibly high over there, and for a long time they've had this time to develop a scholarship culture, whereas in the UK, we've only had this problem of tuition fees very recently, and so it's still very early days, and people don't know about this money which is available to them. So one of the issues with these funds, and I've talked to them personally, is that they struggle to give this money away because people in the UK don't think to apply to it. And it's also, in many cases, it's not the trust's job to promote this information. They simply allocate it. And you get these very small funds as well. So it becomes a very difficult thing to try and promote this this free money online when it's just being like blasted out into the ether. So getting it in unifies all the scholarship information in one spot to just make it easy for people.
Okay, that's amazing. So who are the grants available to? Is it just the kind of clever, sporty, musical types? And how do you know if it's even worth you pursuing this?
Okay, so this is one of the biggest questions that we have, and one of the biggest misconceptions we have about scholarships as well. Scholarships are available for absolutely everyone, and it's really important that people are aware of that, because the vast majority of people in the UK and people even high up in education immediately think, oh, it's just for the Einsteins and the Stephen Hawkings of the class. It's just for people from incredibly disadvantaged backgrounds, and that's not the case at all. It really is anyone who goes onto the app, on average, can apply for more than £85,000 in scholarships. It's absolutely everyone. You can get some really weird and wonderful scholarships, things like scholarships if you're vegetarian or scholarships if you're a zombie killer. There are ones for even if you have the last name Graham or Menzies. They really are for absolutely everyone.
That's crazy. Okay, so if your last name's Graham, get on there and get some free money.
Absolutely.
So you said it takes 20 seconds to fill out the profile on the app. Presumably there's a bit more to do once you've found which scholarships might apply to you.
Yeah, Absolutely. So you can go through your list. You can take a look at what scholarships are available. Each scholarship has a different application process. So it really depends. Sometimes you fill out a form. Sometimes it's an interview. Sometimes it's a short essay for the people distributing the money to get a feel for your personality. And sometimes they ask you, what will you spend the money on? Other times it's fixed. It really depends on each scholarship. And the time it takes to apply to them depends, I suppose, how quickly you work. But they tend not to be incredibly long processes, because if you think about it from the trust side as well, they don't want to be trawling through a 20-page document to find out if they need to give money to someone.
Mm. I know when I was at university, there were various different things available. And like, there was one for people whose parents were under a certain income threshold. And my parents were under that threshold, and I applied for that. And I think they gave me, but I just literally had to provide the financial proof, and that was all. And I think they gave me £750 a year for 3 years.
Wow.
And then my college had travel grants, and I got 2 travel grants to go away 2 summers in a row. And literally, I just said, you know, I basically went on holiday to America for 2 weeks, and said, because I was studying geography, I was like, well, travel anywhere is justifiable when you're studying geography. But I probably got £200 or £300 2 summers in a row just through the travel grant. And then there were book grants as well. So
absolutely,
yeah, there's loads of different things. And I know in the village where I live now, when they sold the schoolhouse where the head teacher used to live, when they sold that in the 1970s, the money from the proceeds of that sale went into a trust. And now people in the village can apply to it for books or for musical instruments. So, I've had help from that over the years as well.
Yeah, there's just such an incredible amount of money to give away. And again, the people that I talk to from these charities actively want to give the money away. It's not like they're hoarding it and they don't want anyone to take a look at it. It's they actively want to, and they're desperate to give the money away, and they're so frustrated because they want to help people. But if people don't apply, then they can't, of course.
Yeah. So how do people get access to the app, Miles?
Okay, so you can download the app on iOS or Android, or you can use it on the browser. So it's a web app as well. If you're a sixth form student, then you get the app completely free, and we do that through if you basically contact us, then we set you up with a free account. Currently, we're working with over 300 sixth forms and high schools across the country, and we supply the app to year 12 and year 13 students at those schools completely for free. So what basically happens is the sixth form or careers advisor reaches out to us directly, and we set them up with an account, and they can reach out to us at www.grantferry.com.
So it's free for people who are in the sixth form. What about for everybody else?
Okay, so for everyone else, it's £2 a month, but I'm offering everyone listening to this podcast a special 50% offer deal, so you get it for £1 a month.
Okay, well, that's really generous of you. Thank you so much, Miles. So, I would just say that's a no-brainer to spend that money if you can potentially get tens of thousands for absolutely free, and it just costs you a few pounds, like if you're subscribing for a few months. And the other thing is that you make it available to sixth forms absolutely for free, is that right?
That's right, yeah. So we're working with over 300 sixth form colleges across the country, and we supply to them for absolutely free to their students. So what happens is the careers advisor or the head teacher reaches out to us directly at grantferry.com, and we set them up with a school account.
Okay, that's brilliant. So if there are teachers listening and your school's not already hooked up with Grant Ferry, then they should make contact with you through
absolutely,
the website.
Yeah. Completely free, and it's very, very easy to set up. There's pretty much no maintenance to it at all. It's a 5-minute thing and you're done.
Okay, amazing. So sixth formers listening, you should be able to get it for free. If your school hasn't already got it, talk to your head of sixth form or your careers advisor and get them to contact Miles. And if you're at university then, or a parent, then you can get access for just £1 a month using the voucher code. There's a link in the show notes for today's podcast episode, which you can click on, can't you?
Yes, that's right.
Come and sort that out with you. Okay, so what are your hopes and dreams for the app in the future, Miles?
Well, my hope is that my goal is to make the app nationwide as soon as possible. I want to make it so that scholarships become a part of the university application process. So when people start to think about where they're going to university, they think, where am I going? What am I studying? And then lastly, how am I going to pay for it? Because it's an incredibly important question that people need to be asking. It needs to become part of the discussion today. And really not enough people are talking about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And yeah, do you see yourself doing this for years into the future? Or are you going to disappear off and use it to pay for your own education?
The thing is, it takes up so much time, and I'm spending so much time on it every day, I wouldn't be able to. I'd be the one sitting at the back of the class, and I'd be just working on the business instead. But at some point, if I ever get some free time off, well, firstly I'll catch up on sleep, and then I'll maybe try apply to university and see how that goes.
Well, it's an amazing thing that you're doing. You know, giving this kind of financial access to so many people. To the education that we all deserve. So that's amazing. Thank you on behalf of everybody for giving up so much of your time and, you know, putting the brakes on your own education to make it happen. Before we finish off, I know you've got a story. I know it's early days for the app, so you haven't got loads and loads of stories of successful people, but what's the most amount that anybody's found through it gained through the app so far?
Yeah, recently actually we had our we had a success story, and they managed to get they only applied for one scholarship, and they managed to get £1,500 from it. And they sent me a message on Twitter, things like that, saying, "I can't believe it! I can't believe I got it!" And it really is great to hear those kinds of stories, because it proves that it's possible and it proves that you can get the money. I think there's a lot of self doubt when it comes to scholarships in the UK because they are such a new concept. People think, oh, "I'll never get it," but the way you can guarantee that you won't get it is if you don't apply.
Yeah, definitely. So we would really encourage people to get their sixth forms signed up for the app, or if you're already at university, sign yourself up for the app for £1 a month using the link in the show notes. Start applying for these scholarships, because it is going to pay. You know, it's going to pay a lot more than a part-time job if you actually put a little bit of time into it and get applying for these scholarships. So where can people find you and download the app, Miles?
Okay, so you can find the app itself in the App Store or the Play Store just by searching Grant Ferry in search. You can also find me, you can find the website and the web app at grantferry.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm Miles Jardine on Twitter. That's MYLESJARDINE. It's got an odd spelling to it. You can follow Grant Ferry on Twitter as well. And you can drop me a line by email. Say hello.
Brilliant. If you want. So I would love it if anybody downloads the app and applies for a scholarship or a grant and they're successful, if you tweet both me and Miles to let you know about
the
success.
That'd be great.
That'd be amazing. So Miles at Miles Jardine, and I am at Lucy C. Parsons on Twitter. So is there anything else you'd like to add today, Miles?
I think just the main takeaways that I just really want to stress is that there is free money available, and on Grant Ferry there's, most people don't believe me when I say it, but there's roughly £1 billion worth of funding opportunities available. Like, you're not going to go short. And if you are a school, please contact me and I'll set you up with a free account today.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the School Successful.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Doesn't the Grant Ferry app sound amazing? The thing that stands out for me is that downloading the app and applying for a few grants and scholarships will pay a lot more per hour than any part-time job. So get your school to contact Miles for access to the app, or go to grantferry.com/Lucy Parsons to get a subscription for just £1 per month. And remember, you can find all the resources and links connected with today's episode at lifemoreextraordinary.com/61. If you're interested in other resources about how to pay for university, check out episode 23 with Pete Matthew. It's called How to Pay for University. You'll find the link in today's show notes. And thank you to Emma Tumulty, who said this about last week's episode on concentration with Dr. Thomas Danhauser. Just finished listening and I feel quite emotional and relieved that I did. This was so timely and hugely beneficial for us with helping our very capable but so distracted 8-year-old son. My husband and I were wondering if more tutoring might help him, but now we know there's another route which, fingers crossed, will help him better fulfil his potential. I've contacted Smart Minds and look forward to hearing from them. Thank you, Lucy. A great podcast. If you love the School Success Formula, please also leave a review. There is a link in today's show notes where you can find out exactly how to leave a review, because I know not everybody knows. I really, truly love to read every one of the reviews and ratings that are left. And the more reviews and ratings there are, the more people can benefit from the podcast, because it tells Apple that it's a good podcast to listen to, so they put it in front of more people. So please do take just a minute to leave me a review and make my day. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.